Welcome to meditation. Close your eyes and let yourself go within. Let it be an open-minded going within. If you had any idea or expectation that you came to the meditation with, let that go. And feel your desire, that deep desire and longing to have more in your relationship with God, Spirit, whatever it is that you relate to. Have your meditation be centered around that desire. When you focus on that desire for more in your relationship with God, things might come up on the way that feel like issues that you need to work on. But remember, when you get busy with those, your focus goes away from your relationship with Spirit. You want to let the feelings come, let them release, open. And even if your mind wants to dwell on an issue, there's usually some feelings that come with it, and as you release those, simply make space for more of your deeper desire to be there. You could look at it as you're running toward the realm of Spirit, and then you hit roadblocks. And by releasing and opening and letting go, you're moving through the roadblock. But your focus never changes. Your focus is on running toward the light. Now let that desire for more of your relationship with God guide you through this meditation. Whatever you come across, release it. Don't get busy with it. Just move it out of the way so you can keep running toward the light.
This girl I know needs some shelter, but she don't believe anyone can help her. She's doing so much harm, doing so much damage, but you don't want to get involved. You tell her she can't manage, and you can't change the way she feels, but you could put your arms around.
keep your focus on your relationship with Spirit. Whatever issue comes up, you can just see it as a roadblock, and you do what you need to do to let go, to move through it. You don't get busy with it and try to resolve it all. That's like you're stopping. Don't stop, keep running. It's like you're pushing right through it. You release. You let go. And then once you hit that open road, keep running. Let that deeper desire guide you. As you free up more of that desire, you'll feel it has a speed and a force and a pull of its own. Just surrender to it. Let it take you. lose your focus if your mind gets busy. Just scream through it. Know that that is an issue that's trying to get you to engage with it. Scream through it, release, open, get back with your desire. Trusting that deepest desire, your longing.
Wide awake while the world is sound asleep, and too afraid of what might show up while you're dreaming. Nobody, nobody, nobody sees you. Nobody, nobody will believe you. And every day you try to pick up all the pieces, all the memories that somehow never leave you. Nobody, nobody sees you. Nobody, nobody will believe you. God only knows what you've been through. God only knows what they say about you. God only knows how it's killing you. But there's a kind of love that God only knows. God only knows what you've been through. God only knows what they say about you. There's a kind of love that God only knows. God only knows what you've been through. God only knows what they say about you.
ashamed, the misunderstood and the ones to blame. What if we could start over? We could start over. We could start over. The kind of love that God only knows.
Let your desire keep moving. Take some time to calm. Relax your body. Calm your mind, your emotions, your senses. When you're calming, just shifting a focus away from the endeavor of opening, and during calming there's nothing to do with the desire and the longing other than to trust that they will keep moving in the opening that you have created. Continue to calm and think about one thing you can do every day to connect with your desire for more of your relationship with God or Spirit. Take a moment to bring your meditation to a close.